actually, this isn't Bruce Ash. This is Tom Danahy. Bruce is, I don't know where Bruce is. So
if he's incognito.
Oh, okay. I don't know where Cognito is, but I've never been there. If you're tuning in to listen about how Jewish people are going to vote for Donald Trump, you're in the wrong place, because that's so embarrassing. I don't understand it.
Oh, my God.
It's just hideous. Okay, it really is. I mean, Jewish people, for the entire my lifetime, Jewish people were on the right side of civil rights, and now all of a sudden, 10% of them are selling out for money.
Who's not on the right side of civil rights?
Lots and lots of people are not. Donald Trump is not on the right side of civil rights. People who are trying to keep people from voting are not on the right side of
civil
rights.
Who's trying to keep people from voting?
Oh, let's see. North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts.
You mean voting illegally?
Illegally. Oh, that's the other thing. How many people have voted illegally in the past, your lifetime? 100? Maybe?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure we could find out.
And people here in Arizona, they're trying to do it, too. They're going...
You mean here or in Chicago?
Well,
they vote when
Chicago's
they're dead.
Chicago's different.
Okay.
I'm talking about the United States, okay?
So United States and then Chicago.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, we have Ev here. He's always here, except he wasn't here last time I was here because you were incognito. But there are two or three things I want to talk about that were in the paper. We have a special guest today, and I'm going to love talking to this guy. But really quick, there are two or three things that are in the paper today. And no, I'll tell you what. We'll talk about them after I talk to our special guest. Okay. I have been writing for The Weekly for a long, long time. I've been writing a column for almost 30 years. And when I write a column, they have responses online. And there's a guy. Oh, do you pronounce your name? Trotsky?
Oh,
Trotsky.
Leave my name out of it.
Oh, okay. I was just clearing my throat there. That was not his last name, okay? Yeah. Anyway, Al. Is Al has been the thorn in my side for decades, okay? And he calls me the worst possible thing. I don't care if he calls me a communist. I don't mind because I'm not a communist. I don't care if he calls me gay because I wouldn't care if I was gay. He calls me Tommy. That I can't take. I just can't take it. Okay.
That's why I do it.
Yeah, that's just like sticking that dagger in the side.
So
and
he found
it.
Your kryptonite.
Oh my goodness. It's always Tommy.
Yep. And I love it.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Al. He's with us and I have never met him. 20 years he's been giving me crap and I've never met him. And when Bruce said that I could have any guest I want, that's the name that came to me first, and I contacted him online.
Now, you've never met him.
Never met him.
Before today.
That's correct.
Before walking into the studio.
That's correct. And his email address, I'm not going to say the whole thing, but his email address says CW on it, and CW stands for what?
Crazy WAP.
Crazy WAP, okay? And so Al is like the quintessential New Yorker.
And I am.
Yeah, and I just have to ask him New York questions, okay? So get closer to the mic so everybody hears your answers. Who's the best hockey player ever from Cornell? I want you to have to say Ken Dryden because I know you hated Ken Dryden.
I hated Ken Dryden, but he was a great player. Yeah. Can't deny him.
He played for the Boston Bruins, okay? On a scale of 1 to Pelosi, how much do you hate the Red Sox?
I don't hate the Red Sox. I hate the Yankees.
Who's your favorite Yankee?
Favorite Yankee?
Joe DiMaggio.
One. That was Yoki. Because you can't hate Yogi Berra. It's impossible.
Oh, okay.
As much as I hate them. The rest of them?
When you come to a fork in the road, take it.
Yeah, okay, I love Yogi Berra.
Hey, what time is it? You mean like right now?
No, my favorite thing, and sometimes you have people say things, and there's truth in it that you have to
absolutely.
You have to like take your breath and then think. He said one time they went to a restaurant, and he said, nobody goes here anymore. It's too crowded.
Exactly.
And that's exactly right. I mean, how many places have you been to where it's like, I don't want to go there anymore? Because the rabble have discovered it now, and I can't eat there anymore.
His wife went to see Dr. Zhivago. He didn't even know she was sick.
Okay, let's move on. Who's your favorite Met?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
No, it's not. Don Clendenin. Tom Seaver.
Seaver.
Is it Tom Seaver?
Seaver, yeah, that's a good spot. We'd have to ask my wife. She's the Met fan. I abandoned them for the Cubs. Don't ask me why, but I did.
John just sent us a Yogi Bear. You can observe a lot just by watching.
Just by watching.
Okay. That's great. Okay, who's your favorite Giant?
It ain't Eli, that's for sure. Actually, even though he used a lot of drugs and everything.
Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah. I mean, you can't take from him, okay? You cannot take from him. He wasn't as good as Jack Lambert, though.
fuck up Jack Lambert. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we're shaking hands.
Oh, and
hands
now they're
on
shaking
that.
Hands.
Jack yeah, Lambert. Jack. Oh. And right. I hated the Steelers because they
and
always beat my
Rams. 9 minutes
ago,
you wouldn't have touched.
Oh, absolutely. We can agree, disagree on things. Who cares?
Yeah, well.
Where were you on 9/11? This is serious.
When was I on 9/11? I was working for don't let that out. I was working for Pima County. I was downstairs.
Oh, so you were here in Arizona.
Yeah, I was here in Arizona, yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. I was working for Pima County at the time. And
what were your thoughts that day? I mean, I obviously, having been a New Yorker for your whole life, right?
I tried to explain to the guys in the shop, because none of them had ever been there. I worked downtown for so many years. I know those buildings inside and out. And I tried to explain to them just how big one of those buildings are. So I said, take like the legal services building downtown, put it next to it, next to it, next to it again, and then go up three times as tall as it is. That's not even close to how big they are. And that's just one. So I spent a lot of time with the Otis working down there, and I couldn't contemplate it. Years later, my wife and I finally went back, and I walked out of the same subway that I walked out of all those years, and we came out, and I looked up at the sky, and that's when it dawned on me. Where'd they go? I said, they weren't lying. They're really gone. And that's like when it first hit me. But yeah, it was...
Have you been back to see the new building?
No. With my things, I can't fly anymore, unfortunately.
I mean, I told him off the air, my adult children travel together and they go to the Thanksgiving Day parade every Thanksgiving, and then on Friday they go to Macy's and Bloomingdale's on Black Friday, which is insane, and then Saturday they make a trip down there to to see the memorial and the new building and everything, and then they go. Cornell plays hockey at Madison Square Garden every Saturday after Thanksgiving. It's always Cornell, and they play somebody else, but they do that every year. They did it like 5 or 6 years in a row, and then one time they said, let's do something different, and they went to Norway.
Wow.
They went to Norway, Sweden, Germany, the Netherlands, and Denmark.
In the wintertime?
Yeah. And they said that they really liked it. They thought Sweden was just magnificent.
Oh, it was cold in the summertime when I was there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And then it didn't get dark.
Yeah, it got dark. They said they got like 5 hours of sunlight. And okay, ready?
Sure.
Al, gnocchi or rigatoni? Dead air.
It's both.
The answer is gnocchi, okay? Gnocchi is
gnocchi is different because everybody knows rigatoni and spaghetti. Yeah. Gnocchis are different, but my grandmother, may she rest in peace, could she make her gnocchis?
Yeah. My mother made them with the potato, and she'd do it. Uh-huh. And I'm doing my hand motion, you know, where you roll them like that.
Yeah, what?
It's magnificent.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, I always ask, I have a lot of friends from Chicago. You said you're a Cubs fan, but you're not from Chicago. I always ask my friends from Chicago, what movie best symbolizes Chicago? And they always come up with two answers. One is the Blues Brothers, and the other is the Untouchables. What New York movie reminds you the most of New York?
God, there were so many of them. That's a trick question. That's hard to answer. Jeez.
Hey, I just got a text from our engineer. He says, turn your mic towards your face.
How's that? Is that better? I didn't want people to hear my real
different
voice.
Different engineer. This is the off-air engineer.
I'm sorry, I didn't know. I thought it was. I thought it was one of those.
Am I doing all right?
You're doing great.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay.
Think
about a New York movie later.
Godfather 1.
Oh, okay.
Godfather 1. Because when they shot to... what was the son's name?
Santino.
When they shot the son at the bridge there, okay, I used to go over that bridge every day when I was working on the elevators out in Northport VA Hospital. So I know that all too well. At Fort Salonga Road, I believe. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I know that quite well. But yeah, that's a good New York one. There's a lot of them.
Can you name the members of the Rascals?
The Young Rascals?
Yeah.
Dino Denali.
Oh, I didn't even be able to do it. There's three Italians and a guy named Gene Cornish.
Gene Cornish, Dino Denali. I know them.
Okay. Eddie Bregotti was the singer.
Bregotti.
And Felix Cavalieri.
Felix Cavalieri.
On
gee,
keyboards.
Shame on me. My wife is going to kill me when I get out.
So who was more Italian, the Rascals or the Four Seasons?
Oh, the Four Seasons. Come on, give me a break. The Four Seasons.
Four Seasons.
Give me a break.
You snapped at me. Why is that?
Well, I just answered the Four Seasons.
All right. Do you consider me less manly because I prefer coaching girls than boys?
I quite frankly consider it more manly, which shocks me to say that, because I hate to say that.
Oh, okay.
I find it weird, maybe, but no, hey, whatever floats your boat. You know, as long as you're coaching them for the right reason, hey, who am I to say no good, yay or nay?
I want you to know that when you coach boys, we're going to take a break in just a minute. When you coach boys, they walk into the gym knowing everything. Girls walk in the gym, teach me something.
Yeah, well, I would prefer that, definitely.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Yeah, they're so good at what they do, they did it twice. So that happens. We have our guest, Al, who doesn't want to, he's in witness protection, doesn't want his last name said on the air. And he's been my nemesis at the Weekly for like 20 years. And do we ever agree on anything?
Yeah, maybe occasionally.
Oh, okay. You're okay.
Hey, you go. Boom.
There you go.
Case that match. Who counted your nut, though?
Yeah. Right. My daughter wanted to know, do actual New Yorkers walk or bike across the Brooklyn Bridge, or is that just for the chump tourists?
Oh, no. No, a lot of people do that. Because your daughter did it one year in the middle of the winter.
They do it every Thanksgiving.
She has got more guts.
My wife did it this past Thanksgiving. My wife went with the kids, and she was riding a bike, and the kids were laughing. They're going, because she'd be riding a bike, yelling, bike, 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 you know, because the people have headphones on and earbuds, and they're not cognizant of what's going on around them.
It's very cold out there in the middle of the winter.
So do you watch college hockey, or is that too tame for you?
No, actually, my wife and I, we used to go to a lot of Ice Cats games. Oh, he shoots, he scores, hey, goalie, you suck. Yeah, I know the whole routine. Yeah. No, we used to go to them a lot, but unfortunately, I don't do a lot of things like I used to.
My daughter, when she was at Cornell, she fell in love with college hockey, but she said that they would do, now they go online, because everything, you know, everybody's bio is online for the other teams, and they'll have people stand up before the game and yell at the other goalie.
Yeah.
Hey, goalie, you went to this high school. You sucked when you were there. Oh, hey, goalie, now you're in this college. Your college sucks. Hey, goalie, your girlfriend's name is, just unbelievable.
Oh, really?
And she said that and they went to the Cornell game at Madison Square Garden, and they said that they were ready for whoever it was. I don't know who they were playing, Penn State, I think. And they said that they just ripped the goalies
up. Biography.
And they call them the sieve. It's always the sieve. You know, okay. You let in too many things. You let in too many goals. You're a sieve.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, goalie, you suck.
Yeah, because Ice Cat fans, it's all your fault. Yeah. It's all your fault. Okay. I find it very entertaining and cheap, too.
What Robert De Niro role suits you best? Would be most like you in part of your life?
Well, it wouldn't be Goodfellas because he's Irish in that one. He played a lot of tough guys.
I know.
I used to be tough. I'm not no more, but I used to be.
Okay, we're leading up to that now. Or you have a T-shirt on that says Woodstock. Were you at Woodstock?
Yes, I was. You know that. I told you that.
I know.
You didn't believe me.
Well, I'm saying it on the air, listeners can know now.
Okay, yes, I was at Woodstock. 2 days before it started and 2 days after it started. And I hope you're listening out there, ACDC or whatever your name is, one of my fans from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has his own group of fans.
Wow.
It's like a tree, okay? I mean, he gets on me and then they get on
with
him.
With a passion.
Yeah.
They hate me. But if you read it this morning, boy, they were all over me. Oh, all of them. Yeah. But I saw Jimmy at Woodstock and you didn't.
Well, see, I saw Jimi Hendrix 3 times, and he sucked every time. He was always too high, and he'd slurred his speech. And then I said there was a thing at Devonshire Downs in California, like 2 months before Woodstock, and it was like a lead up to Woodstock. It was a 3-day festival,
okay. And
he was supposed to close on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
And the act that was before him was Ike and Tina Turner, and she tore it up.
Oh yeah.
And then he took like an hour to come out, and the crowd was getting antsy. It was like midnight, and he came out and he was just slurring his speech and kind of stumbling around, and people started immediately yelling, "Bring back Tina Turner!"
Oh, geez,
which made him mad. And so he played like 2 songs and then walked off the stage and got booed off the stage. Then, to his credit, he came back on Sunday afternoon, and I wasn't there on Sunday afternoon, and did this like jam session, a blues jam session with Buddy Miles and other people, and they said that was magnificent. But I saw him 3 times. Do you know that he once opened for the Monkees?
Yeah.
Wow.
He opened for the Monkees.
How's that for a bad pairing?
Wouldn't you say that he revolutionized guitar playing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
If God decided he wanted to take guitar lessons, he'd go visit Jimmy.
Because up until then, it was strictly acoustic.
Well, I mean, Eric Clapton was playing.
Yeah, but not Peter like Townsend. That.
No.
Yeah.
A lot of really good guitarists. But.
And then afterwards, I mean, I like Stevie Ray Vaughan. Excellent.
Yeah. Very, very good. A lot of Dwayne Allman.
Oh, Dwayne Allman was playing on Layla.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
Clapton, yeah. Peter Townsend. No, there were a lot of not as well-known guitarists out there that were really, really good. But then there was Jimmy.
You know what's funny? I saw. I don't know if you ever saw the Rattle and Hum, which was a documentary about a U2 concert. And they took B.B. King with them to open the show.
Oh, my God.
And they had seen B.B. King in a blues club in Dublin, Ireland. And they wrote a song called When Love Comes to Town. And I highly recommend it because it's U2 and B.B. King. And they're going to play at a concert. And B.B. King looks around and he tells Bono, he goes, I can't play chords. I just play notes. I play individual notes. He goes, I can't play chords. And I was stunned. This is B.B. King. And so Bono said, that's okay. The Edge, you know, the guitarist, the Edge will take care of the chords. And you just play the notes.
But he could play.
He said that he only played notes. And so you should, I mean, it's on that video. Okay, now we're going to get to the meat of this. You're a New Yorker, a tough guy.
Yeah, I'm a New Yorker.
Okay. How can you put up with Donald Trump? I don't understand. I honestly don't understand it. I mean, I'm from L.A., which is like sissy town. I understand it. I understand. I'm you know, L.A. is whatever. But he used to say that stuff. Oh, you know, talking about grabbing women's crotches. That's just locker room talk. I played high school, 5 sports in high school, 4 in college. I played baseball in Mexico. I never in my life heard anybody brag about sexual assault. I heard guys bragging about their sexual conquests and, you know, what they did with this girl last night. I never in my life heard somebody brag about committing a felony.
Okay.
In a locker room.
And I will answer your question. I voted for Donald Trump basically for 2 reasons, okay? Number one was the alternative, okay? And there's no way that I was voting for her. Number two, I voted for him to be my president, not my pastor or my priest. I voted for him to be my president, okay? And he ain't perfect. Bill Clinton, and I won't go into it too much, okay? But did you have to explain what a certain act was when he got caught doing it to your kids that he probably shouldn't have done? And all he did was do it, okay? Trump just talked about it, okay? Clinton did it, okay? Right or wrong?
Okay.
It just depends on what your definition of is.
Oh, stop.
There you go. Stop. I mean, come on. Give me a break. Is?
So is it okay? Have you ever heard a politician who, I don't, you know, I used to be careful about this word, but I'm not anymore because he lies every single day. I know politicians lie. Have you ever known any politician lie as much as he does?
Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi.
Lie?
Yeah,
Bill Clinton lied like a rug.
Bill Clinton.
You couldn't? Are you kidding me? No, he was lying. His lips were moving.
I never had sexual relations with that woman.
Okay, that's fine.
Ms. Lewinsky.
He lied about that, but
and my issue with that,
everything.
Clinton should have said, "My private life is my private life," and leave it at that. I would have had more respect for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's been so long ago. Clinton was one of those. What did Clinton do? Oh, I know. He balanced a budget. Remember when that used to be important?
Oh, yeah.
Under the Republican Congress. Remember when that was important? When people would work together to do stuff.
And I'm not disagreeing. We should have a balanced budget. I will not disagree with you on that.
Well, I agree 100%, but maybe you'll really be honest with me. Okay. Would you say that the Democrats, would you say that the media, which is the same thing, are they giving Donald Trump a fair shake? Not really. Okay.
Since this is going to be bad. You guys going to throw stuff at me?
We're not going to fight. No.
I don't think the media is hard enough on Donald Trump. I really don't. I seriously don't.
How could it be any harder?
They're just weary.
Okay,
of
so then
all of his lies.
Okay, let's say they're not hard enough on Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
Are they too easy on the Democrats?
Probably yes. I would. Okay. I'd agree with that. Okay.
All right.
I would.
Okay.
Yeah. The Democrats,
well, she can't help it.
The Democrats have done have not done enough. I'm not saying the Democrats have done bad stuff. They haven't done enough good stuff, in my opinion. I one of my major concerns with Barack Obama, and I wrote about it. You can go back and look. I thought that his when he had the money, you know, to put into the government to try to get us out of the ditch from 2008, the spending. I thought it should have been twice as much money. And he got it. He put in like $800 million, and that barely made a dent. It should have been billions.
And I think he should have let those companies fail.
I agree. That's something we definitely agree on.
Yeah. No, I
think people should have gone to jail too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See,
this is no fun. We're agreeing all the damn time.
Well, see, my problem with not liking him is not because I was against his policies, which I was. No, if I didn't like him, that made me a racist, and that's wrong. That maybe if I didn't like him, I had a T-shirt used to say "Just another bum looking for change" with a picture of Obama on it. You know, I'm racist. Hey, you're racist. I'm a racist. I think you know me well enough, okay? That I am not a racist.
Okay, I've said this. I said it to Bruce, and I agree with this wholeheartedly. Not all Trump voters are racist,
but all racists are Trump voters.
I agree with that.
I don't agree with that.
Thank you.
Racists are going to vote for...
I don't agree with that. You know, there are racists that hate Trump. Absolutely they do. I mean, you take a look at, not Jesse Jackson, who's the other one? Al Sharpton.
Who's the other one?
You know, the other okay. preacher.
The other, okay.
Brothers and sisters, I want you to stand. Yeah, okay. I want you to jump and shout and throw your money to me.
Who still has
Reverend Ike. Are you old enough? You're not old enough to remember Reverend Ike.
I remember him.
You remember Reverend Ike?
Give me credit where credit's
due. Yeah, he'd go on the air and he'd say, I want you to send me your money and I'll be driving your Cadillac.
Yeah.
You know, and things will work out for you.
The only thing Al doesn't remember is Woodstock.
Oh, that's true, because he was
true.
There.
It's true. I've done it away. That's true, yes.
Donald Trump screws blue-collar workers. Would you agree with that?
He does?
Yeah, he does. He doesn't pay him. He doesn't pay him enough. He breaks contracts. He sues people. We'll be back after this break. You contemplate that because you were a blue-collar worker. Okay, we'll be back.
That's right.
Okay, we're back. This is Tom Danahy sitting in for Bruce Ash, my guest today. Also the trusty sidekick. Ev is here. And you were named for...
And Al.
And Al, he's our guest. But you were named for Elbridge Gerry.
That's correct.
Okay. People mispronounce it Jerry all the time,
they mispronounce
right?
it Jerry. It's
he's
Gerry.
The person that was responsible for gerrymandering, which I used to think was a good thing, and now I don't.
Okay, he was also minister to France.
Was he really?
Governor of Massachusetts.
Dude, he couldn't hold a job?
No.
He just like bounced around?
Yeah.
That's why he was the governor of Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. All right.
Back then in Massachusetts... if you were more than a mile away from your house, you were required to carry your long gun with you.
Are you serious?
Yes, absolutely.
That's kind of cool. I don't like it now, but that's pretty cool back then.
And if you turned 12 and you didn't have a rifle, somebody thought you were...
odd.
Yes, that's a good word.
Thank you. Odd.
Better than the word I was going to use.
Okay, odd. That's good. Clean.
Tom, do you want to take any calls?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I should have said that. 790-2040 if you want to call in. And we'd love to hear from you. 790-2040. And you can call in and yell at me all you want. I've been a liberal Democrat.
Well, but yell properly at you. Make sure it's a fair yelling.
Oh, they can do whatever they want.
Well, no, because somebody called you stupid once. And you're far from that.
I'm not. Well,
I don't agree with you, but you're not dumb.
Okay. Well, dumb and stupid are two different things. Yeah. So okay. I've done a whole lot of stupid things in my life. But anyway, real quick, there are three things that I saw in the paper today that I wanted to address really quickly. One is a woman wrote a column in the Star this morning about transgender athletes.
I read that.
And I wanted to punch her in her face or his face, whatever she is.
Well, she was a he.
Yeah, it just drives. And I've never struck a human being in anger my entire life.
What
ever.
Drove you crazy about that column?
There are kids back in Connecticut, I believe it is. I saw it online not too long ago. Two boys who identify as girls, but they're boys. They have not had surgery. They've not had estrogen. They've not had anything done. They just think they just say we identify as girls, and they won the state championship in two different sprint events and everything. And then you say, well, that's not fair. You know, you're taking away from other kids. That's part of it. But you're costing kids scholarships if you're going to let boys play against girls. Not only that, there are women who have said, there are women on the U.S. women's soccer team who have said that if you let
transgender
men, I mean, or men who want to be women, if you let them play against girls or women, you're going to kill women's sports.
Are you just saying men who want to be women or men who've gone through the surgery and the testosterone?
If they have gotten rid of the testosterone, that's right. Another thing. But even then, they went through it during their formative years, of their teenage years. They've got muscle mass that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
What if they had it when they were prepubescent?
That's fine with me. That's fine.
We've got Ingrid waiting to talk to you.
All right, Ingrid, what's up?
Hi. Now you've brought up the certain part of the body again. Earlier, you were talking about Donald Trump and that he committed a felony by assaulting these women. Didn't he say that they let you touch their blanks? He said they let you. And I don't think that's an assault if they're standing there with a smile on their faces. That doesn't sound like an assault to me. And I'm not one to defend Donald Trump. I think he's turned into, or maybe always was, quite an egomaniac. He's embarrassing. But I don't think that it's fair to say he committed a felony. The other thing now, as far as these teens go, you know, I think I have the solution for it. I came up with it last night. Why don't we have teens of transgenders and just put the whole issue away and let the girls be the girls and the boys be the boys? As you described, they come into this world with certain sets of hormones, bodies develop a certain way, and leave it at that. Let those transgenders have their own teams and see where it goes. They can't hurt.
That'd be fine. I would have no problem with that, and they would get a chance to compete. I just think it's unfair for them to compete against girls. Thanks for the call, Ingrid. I really appreciate it. All right. The second thing I want to talk about before we get back to the other things, I'm a lifelong Democrat. I've said that. My bona fides are pretty strong. I was the children of two immigrants. Both my parents were immigrants. I grew up in an all-black neighborhood during the civil rights days. My father was a union man. I'm pretty strong liberal Democrat. I really am. But I don't hope that the coronavirus goes crazy in the United States. Donald Trump Jr. yesterday on Fox said that all Democrats hope that millions of Americans die from the coronavirus so that it'll make his dad look bad. I wish I could say the B word on the radio.
You are
that's
not,
what he is. He's not, a little B.
You're not the stereotypical Democrat.
Nobody in America wants millions of Americans to die. Nobody does. Not even Ocasio-Cortez, not the most crazy person in America, wants millions of Americans to die so Donald Trump will look bad.
Is the blind sheik still alive?
I don't get any credit for that. No, just like that pact last night. We signed the truce with those people. 18 years, and finally the war is over. Now, you think you're going to hear anything about it on CNN? Uh-uh. But if that was Obama, they'd be throwing the parades already. Sorry.
Well, okay, let me ask both of you. Do you really think that truce is going to hold?
No.
It's going to be like Vietnam. We're going to be getting off the roof on helicopters.
We'll see.
On the way out.
But let's give it a try.
Okay. That's fine.
If Obama
all we're
had
saying
done
is
that,
give peace a chance.
We should.
There you go.
John Lennon. We should have been.
All we are saying.
You don't have to sing it. We heard the words the first time. Okay.
God. Ingrid, are you still there?
No, she's gone.
Okay. She committed suicide.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the thing is, I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't say that. Oh, Donald Trump.
You mean
messed
with the coronavirus?
And, yeah.
Look, we've had SARS, we've had MRSA, we've had bird flu, we've had Asian flu, we've had the Ebola, we've had the Zika virus. This thing will pass too.
It's like
and
all
one
the
of
other
the
ones.
Best things that happened was the market pulled back 10% because we've got more money to dump in. And as quick as the market pulls back is as quick as it recovers. And okay. Look, I received two phone calls yesterday out of all my clients. Two called in. One wanted to invest money. One said, is it going to be okay?
And it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
They say now's the time.
This is the United States of America, right?
Right. But the coronavirus, in my humble opinion, and I'm not a scientist, I don't play one on TV, just like all the other things, will burn itself out and we'll move on to the next crisis of the day.
Does anybody talk about January when Donald Trump, originally Donald Trump, because they felt this was coming our way, he's the one that says, we're not going to let anybody from China in the country for a while. Well, that makes him a racist. Well, guess what? They say he saved a lot of lives, baby. And we were more prepared.
And then people are complaining that he didn't act soon enough.
There it is.
I disagree with that. I think let's see what happens. Let's see if the United States is prepared. I think that I usually scream at the TV, but I just kind of wince when he gets up and says, oh, yeah, it's going to die out. It's going to be a miracle. And then the scientist gets up and says, oh, no, we're going to have a lot more cases. And he should just sometimes shut up.
I agree.
Okay. You know? But I think the United States is going to handle it the best we can, and we'll be fine. Although I don't know where China is. Where's China?
China?
Is that like China?
That's where you do your wars. Japan.
Oh, okay. Japan.
Yeah, right by south of the Bronx.
Okay, now the last thing, and I want this one's for Eb, especially. Okay. Lane Santa Cruz. You know who Lane Santa Cruz is?
No idea.
Remember the Tucson City Council took the seat that used to be held by Regina Romero?
Okay.
Okay. Said that the Tucson City Council should no longer participate in the Tucson Rodeo.
Because?
Some people have Confederate flags on their floats.
Okay.
What do you think?
My humble opinion?
Well, I'd rather have yours than somebody else's, yeah.
It doesn't matter. My family, half my family's from the South. You know, the Confederate flag to them was a flag. It was not a symbol of racism or hatred or anything else. It was a symbol of Southern pride. That's it. It has been turned into a symbol of racism by some people.
You're kidding.
But without a doubt. I couldn't agree with him
but
more.
But it is a symbol of Southern pride.
Right. So?
I mean, when you start...
What is there to be proud of? We used to own other human beings? That's what it was. That's what the war was about.
The Republicans didn't.
Oh, right. Here we go. Now, listen. See, the thing is, we have a smart audience, I would assume. And most people know that the people who used to be Democrats were Democrats because Abraham Lincoln had been a Republican. And now, after Lyndon Johnson, what did he say when he signed the Civil Rights Bill? He said, I have just lost the South for the Democratic Party. And those people became Republicans. Okay, the people in the South are now Republicans. Republicans control all the state houses and the seats in the Senate, except for Doug Jones. And that's probably going to go away in November, right? Although, have you seen who's running for Senate in Alabama besides Jeff Sessions?
No.
Tommy Tuberville, who used to be the football coach at Auburn, which means that he's like hated by everybody from the University of Alabama because he beat Alabama 6 years in a row. But he's a 67-year-old, and somehow he has morphed into this Trumpcrat, and a lot of his former players are just, like, stunned.
Why can't we get decent Democrats running for president? James Webb.
Wait, dead silence. I'm letting the silence just like crickets, okay? what do you call a decent Democrat?
James Webb, great Democrat. He ran. He got no airtime at all.
Okay.
Now the people that I'm seeing, I just shake my head, and it's like, come on.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, because I have my own opinion on this, and I told you, who did I want to have run for president? Remember?
No, I don't. Oh. Who was that?
Michelle Obama.
Okay, yes, I do remember that. Yes.
I wanted Michelle Obama, and she would kill Donald Trump.
Now you're,
she would destroy Donald
you're
Trump.
You're assuming that she's not going to be involved in... the election as it is.
I don't know if she is or not. I hope so. Anyway, we have...
What about Hillary?
If it's Joe Biden, she ain't going to be in it.
Anyway, we have Charles on the line, but we're going to go take a break first, and when we come back,
Charles
we'll take
Holt.
Charles. And we're back. This is our final segment. This day is going quickly. I thought our guest Al would be here for a couple segments, but he's going to be here for the whole thing.
Let's go to Charles.
Okay, we're going to take a phone call from Charles. What's up, Charles?
You know, Tom, I'm kind of surprised. Let me come off the speaker here. I'm kind of surprised at how you bend history to your convenience.
and say that people only became Republicans, only became Democrats, or became Republicans because they didn't want to be Democrats, but because of Lincoln. The Democrat Party, the essence of it, was formed in 1824 and solidified in 1828.
Is that the same as the Democratic Party?
Yeah, the Democrat.
Okay, good.
Call it whatever you want.
No, let's call it what it is. I hate that, the Democrat Party. It drives me nuts. What if I called you the Republic Party? Wouldn't that piss you off?
Not at all.
Well, it would, because I'm not one.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
There you go.
Damn it. Okay. Go on, Charles. I'm sorry. So, okay, yes.
Foiled again.
It's a fair question, though. There's nothing wrong with it, Tom. But you bend history, because the Democrat Party, or Democratic Party, if you like it better that way, was formed originally in 1824, solidified in 1828 to get Andrew Jackson elected. And people believed in the politics of the Democratic Party of the time. It's not why they did not do it to avoid the Republicans, who were brought out of the ashes of the Whig Party in 1856.
Right.
And when you say things like, I mean, the exact words of which I don't recall, but that people the people were only reason they were Democrats is because they didn't want to be Republicans under Lincoln, it's either unwise, unknowing, or just plain disingenuous.
Well, how did during Reconstruction the entire South went Democrat?
Right.
Why did that happen? Did they all get together and say, we agree with the politics here, or did they say, the Republicans are punishing us for the Civil War? The Reconstruction is not going the way Lincoln would have wanted it to go, and we hated Abraham Lincoln because he freed the slaves.
No, first of all, the entire South didn't go Democrat. They were Democrat. That's not what made them Democrats. The entire institutions of slavery were in the Democratic Party. They weren't in the Republicans. The Republicans were largely anti-slavery. And when you say that people only joined the Republicans because they didn't want to be Democrats, it is simply a warping of history in a way that isn't true.
All right, what happened? Okay, here's your trivia question. Not you, Charles, because you probably know it. I'll ask Eb. Eb, what is the last year that a third...
Can I phone a friend?
What is it? What is the last year that a third-party candidate won electoral votes?
Won electoral votes?
At least one electoral vote, yes. It's in my lifetime.
Yeah, who was the founder of...
Ross Perot?
Yeah. No.
Perot?
Did he win any?
Nope.
No, it was the guy that ran against...
It was George Wallace in 1968.
Wow.
He won five Southern states. And why did he win five Southern states? Because Lyndon Johnson had signed the Civil Rights Bill. Okay, and the Voting Rights Act.
And who got the Civil Rights Bill through Congress, Tom?
Not Richard Russell, that's for sure.
It was the Republican support.
It was Northern Republican support. I absolutely agree with that. Lyndon Johnson, although he knew where the bodies were buried, Lyndon Johnson could
he buried the bodies.
Yeah, he buried the bodies. I've always heard this great story. Mort Saul, do you guys remember Mort Saul?
Sure.
Mort Saul said a thing that he said that if Watergate had happened under Lyndon Johnson, Johnson would have gotten everybody who knew anything about it on a bus and pushed the bus off a cliff, and then gone on TV with a tear in his eye saying, I wonder what all those people were doing on the same bus. Okay? Lyndon Johnson is a dirty guy, but he got the job done, and I think that he did it with the help of the Northern Republicans. I absolutely agree with that. But why did all of a sudden George Wallace win five states? Because they didn't want to be Democrats anymore. So they had to. Some were Dixiecrats.
So you're saying George Wallace was not a Democrat?
He was a no. Well, yeah.
He was
independent. He ran as the American Independent Party.
He ran as an independent.
And who was his running mate?
I didn't know
Curtis
he ran.
LeMay.
Curtis LeMay.
Oh my God.
Who wanted to drop an atom bomb on North Vietnam.
I remember that? Curtis LeMay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, Charles, I really appreciate the call. We got another call.
Where are those great patriots when we need them?
I'm sitting right here.
Ron Brown went down in the airplane.
Anyway, we're going to thanks for the call, Charles. We're going to go take a call from Mark. Okay?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Great. Pretty great. And so I hear you have a real live New York Python there in the studio with you. And the question is mainly for the New York Python.
Paisan.
Yeah, it's not an S, it's a Z, it's kind of Paisan. Oh. Yes.
It looks like an S.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
I'm half Bavarian, so, you know, Bavarians are half Romans anyway. So,
so you're a quarter Roman?
Probably.
Okay. So, your question is.
So, on the left, you have a panoply of these leftist, National Socialist, American Workers' Party, you know, types of people.
That's not a question.
I know. And so just let me speak here, Denny.
Andare, please.
And then on the right, you've got, I'll say it in the Roman language, Donaldus Johannes Trumpum Magnus. And out of those leftists, what do the New Yorkers want to see? I'm talking about New York City, not upstate New York. What do you think the New Yorkers would like to see as the nominee? And then who would they actually choose between the left side and the right side?
They'll take anybody, ABT, anybody but Trump. For what reason? I know not. They don't like Trump. They never have liked Trump. They never will like Trump. End of story. So they'll take anybody over Trump. Fair
answer. They prefer Bloomberg over the others.
Why not? What the hell? He's got enough money. I think it'd be very funny. But, hey, listen, you vote for who you want to vote for. People don't like Trump for reasons I can't fathom, but I'm not going to argue with them. To all be friends.
Where did you go to high school, Al?
Where did I go to high school?
Yeah.
I graduated from Plainview Kennedy in Plainview, Long Island, New York.
And if Donald Trump had been at your school, he would have gotten his ass beaten every day. Would you agree?
I got my ass beaten every day, too. No big deal. Here's your character.
Wait a minute. I've never been in a fight in my life.
Oh, I am missing all that fun.
Hey, Tom, you were too smart for that.
No, I told you I was. We had 10 white people out of 3,000 students in my high school, and I never got bullied, never got in a fight, never got picked on. I just get along with people so well, I guess. I don't know. But
you're too smart for that.
Somebody like Donald Trump had been in my high school, he would have been massacred.
Was in my high school? My high school, I would say, was roughly 95%. Jewish. That's how it was. Plainview was.
Oh, okay.
I mean, tons and tons.
Anyway, Mark, thanks for the call. Okay,
Tom, with a slate of Democrats right now,
yes,
running.
Uh-huh. What did he ask anyway?
Where do you put your money? Who would you like, and who do you think will get the nomination?
If I had to choose one right now, I would Joe Biden.
Okay,
and because I honestly,
wait,
I
is think, that who you like, or is that who you think, or both?
I don't like Bernie Sanders at all.
Okay.
At all. I mean, at all.
Well, apparently neither do the Democrats. They're trying to get rid of him.
At all.
Get rid of him.
I hope we can get rid of him. If he runs against Donald Trump, Donald Trump will win, which is disgusting to me. But I don't like Bernie Sanders. I think that he's, oddly enough, I think he's kind of a phony. I mean, he has these, anyway, I just don't like Bernie Sanders.
Pete Buttigieg
is, I would vote for him easily. He's kind of, you know, young and untested and everything. He's a middle of the road guy. I imagine there's a certain percentage of Americans who wouldn't vote for him because he's gay.
Nothing to do with it. Talk to the people that live in his town.
Well, I'm just saying, okay. Yeah, Pete Buttigieg is okay. Elizabeth Warren has good ideas, but she's a little bit too pedantic. She talks down to you, and, you know, like, you don't understand the economics of this.
And it's
like,
she's really, a phony, dude? And a liar.
And
Bloomberg.
Nobody should buy the presidency.
Yeah.
Okay, Trump had money, but he didn't buy the presidency.
Bloomberg,
he went out and earned it.
If Bloomberg, what I'm hoping is that Bloomberg steps out and still spends all his money on whoever the Democratic candidate is.
Oh, he will.
I hope he does. I'm telling you guys don't understand this. I was talking to somebody who used to sit in this chair, but I won't say his name because I don't want it to get out there. But he told me that in 50 years from now, and Al, you and I won't be here in 50 years. You might be here, Eb, in 50 years. I think that in 50 years, after, you know, things have settled down and you can look back, I think that people will say, not just historians, but people will consider Donald Trump to have been the worst president in the history of the United States.
I can't see that.
I sincerely believe that. Worse than Buchanan, which is really
I can't see that.
To imagine.
Worse than Carter? I don't think so.
Carter was just in over his head. But was he a bad guy?
Oh, he wasn't a bad guy. Neither was George Bush. I'm a Republican. I don't like George Bush at all.
So
I think Carter was a very honorable man.
Honorable man. Horrible president. All
right. Absolutely.
Okay, but I think Donald Trump... But this person said that Donald Trump will be remembered like Teddy Roosevelt. You got to be freaking kidding me. There's no way Donald Trump's going to be looked back on fondly like Teddy Roosevelt. And then he said, you know, unlike Andrew Jackson. Well, then Andrew Jackson I could understand because Andrew Jackson was a tyrant and a racist. Okay? And he shouldn't be on a $20 bill, which drives me nuts.
So you want Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill?
I don't. It doesn't have to be Harriet Tubman. It could be lots of people. But
they're trying to get Harriet Tubman on the $20. Which I think is great because she was a great, you know, gun advocate.
Yeah.
I know she was, yes.
And if you don't like, I'll take all your 20s.
Hey, we've got 45 seconds left, Tom.
No, we're going to go for another hour after this.
I'm in.
Yeah,
no,
okay. Fun.
we're going to, let's take the place over. Let's lock ourselves in like on the Buddy Holly story where the DJ kept playing That'll Be the Day over and over again.
I happen to know a radio host who locked themselves in.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening. This has been a lot of fun. This is Tom Danahy, my guest Al with no last name, just sort of like Prince, you know, and Eb.
Bono.
Okay. Bono.
Bono. Same difference.
Tom, thank you.
It was my pleasure.
This is great.
And thanks for listening. And
we'll have to do this again sometime.
Okay, and Bruce will be back next week. Oh.